every year, about 600 to 700 people die by jumping to a running train.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Tokyo Confidential. I'm Alan, and this week's episode is part one of our two-part special on the amazing psychology of Japanese rail stations. This week, we will look at how the use of carefully placed blue LED lighting has reduced suicide attempts from rail platforms in Tokyo by almost 85%. It is a scene that plays out each weekday morning across Tokyo. Suit-clad salarymen, gaggles of school children, and other travelers gamely wind their way through the city's sprawling rail stations. To the casual observer, it is chaos, commuters packed shoulder to shoulder amid the constant clatter of arriving and departing trains. But a closer look reveals something more beneath the surface. A station may be packed, yet commuters move smoothly along concourses and platforms. Platforms are a whirl of noisy activity, yet trains maintain remarkable on-time performance. Indeed, the staggering punctuality of the Japanese train system occasionally becomes the focus of international headlines, such as when West Japan Railways issued an effusive apology after one of its commuter trains left the station 25 seconds early. Japan is home to 45 of the world's 51 busiest train stations, with rail operators handling a combined 13 billion passenger trips each year. Ridership of that volume requires a deft blend of engineering, planning, and psychology. Beneath the bustle, unobtrusive features are designed to unconsciously manipulate passenger behavior via light, sound, and other means. Japan's boundless creativity in this realm reflects the deep consideration given to public transportation in the country. Rail stations, whether in Japan or elsewhere, are also great places to see the principles of nudge theory at work. Pioneered by behavioral economist Richard Thaler, who was awarded the 2017 Nobel Memorial Prize for his work, and Harvard Law School professor Cass Sunstein, the theory posits that gentle suggestions, or nudges, can subtly influence people towards decisions ostensibly in their own or society's best interests. In the UK, there's a government office devoted to the idea, the Behavioral Insights Team, or Nudge Unit, and their work often shows up in the transit realm. In 2016, for example, London Underground operator Transport for London partnered with the Behavioral Science Department at the London School of Economics to develop ways of encouraging riders to queue on both sides of station escalators as a means of increasing their capacity in the capital's Holborn station. Among other measures, simple hand and footprints were also painted on each side of the up escalators. In Australia, researchers conducted an experiment with lighted directional arrows on signposts to improve flows of departing passengers. When it comes to passenger manipulation, however, what sets the stations of Japan apart from their counterparts is both the ingenuity behind the nudges and the imperceptible manner in which they are implemented. Japan's nudges reflect a higher order of thinking in regard to transit. The orderliness of society in Japan is taken as a given. Japanese commuters know how to queue on an escalator and can easily navigate the confusing but wide-open spaces of Tokyo's rail stations without assistance. This allows rail operators to instead focus on deeper psychological manipulation. Japan has one of the highest suicide rates among OECD nations, and often, those taking their own lives do so by leaping from station platforms into the path of oncoming trains, with Japan averaging about 2 such instances each day. It is a brutal, disruptive end that can also wreak havoc across the transit system. Standing at either end of a platform in Tokyo's Shinjuku station, one might detect a small square LED panel emitting a pleasant, deep blue glow. Nestled among the vending machines and safety posters, the panel might be dismissed as a bug zapper, but these simple blue panels are designed to save lives. Operating on the theory that exposure to blue light has a calming effect on one's mood, rail stations in Japan began installing these LED panels as a suicide prevention measure in 2009. They are strategically located at the ends of each platform, typically the most isolated and least trafficked areas, and accordingly, the point from which most platform jumps occur. Some stations, such as Shinkoiwa Station in Tokyo, bolster their LED panel regime with colored roof panels, allowing blue-tinted sunlight to filter down onto platforms. It is an approach that has proven to be surprisingly effective. According to a study by researchers at Osaka University published in the Journal of Affective Disorders in 2013, data analyzed over a 10-year period shows an 84% decline in the number of suicide attempts at stations where blue lights are installed. A subsequent follow-up study revealed no corresponding increase in suicide attempts at neighboring stations lacking such lights. We spoke with the author of those studies, Professor Tetsuya Matsubayashi, at his office at the Osaka School of International Public Policy at Osaka University, about his findings. Professor Matsubayashi admits he was initially skeptical of the effect blue lights might have.
Blue lights, they must have no impact on suicide prevention, we thought, and we couldn't find any theory to support that blue lights are effective.
As he and his team dug into the data provided by a Tokyo rail company, however, he found a surprising result.
Our analysis suggested that in comparison to those stations without blue lights, those stations where blue lights were installed, they showed significant reduction in the number of suicides just after blue lights were installed. And as our paper suggested, the percent of reduction was close to 80%, which was a surprising result.
While the data shows a clear impact of blue lights on reducing suicide attempts, the actual mechanism by which the blue lights operate in that regard remains unknown. One popular theory holds that the soothing nature of blue lights can calm those contemplating suicide. Professor Matsubayashi also posits that blue lights could create a distracting environment that may snap one out of suicidal ideations.
Another kind of interpretation we can make is that blue lights were effective not because of blue lights, but because of some kind of unusual environment given to passengers, right? So if people feel that something is different from what I know, then they can be very careful, right? And they may not be doing something unusual, right?
As Professor Matsubayashi notes, however, the blue light system is not foolproof, a point I discovered firsthand. Shortly after my visit with Dr. Matsubayashi, I returned to Tokyo to visit the infamous Shinkoiwa station to film its extensive system of blue lighting. The station itself is, in a word, creepy. The atmosphere of its reputation hangs in the air, and there is a perceptible feeling of tension as one walks through the station. And for good reason. Shinkoiwa station is a so-called high-speed pass-through station, in which express trains whiz by platforms without stopping. Accordingly, it has become infamous on Japanese message boards as a prime spot for suicide attempts from station platforms. During a break in filming, I headed from the platforms to the concourse level below to grab an ice cream cone. At that moment, the station shook as a passing train slammed on its emergency brakes. A passenger had jumped in front of a passing Narita Express train. The following audio was captured in the chaotic moments that followed.
Someone jumped.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. While not 100% effective, as a low-cost, low-disruption option, blue lights provide tremendous benefit overall. But blue lights are not the only tool available to rail operators in Tokyo. Stations across Tokyo and the rest of Japan installed chest-high barriers as a means of preventing suicide attempts. But platform barriers are expensive, and about 70% of Japan's largest and most traveled stations do not have the platform space or structural strength to accommodate them. While there are hopes to have platform barriers installed in all 243 of Tokyo's train stations by 2032 at a cost of $4.7 billion US, rail operators in the interim will have to use alternative measures such as blue lights. That does it for part one of the psychology that goes into the operations of Japanese train stations. Special thanks to Professor Matsubayashi for taking the time to speak with us, as well as to CityLab, who published an earlier version of this article on which today's episode is based. Be sure to check out our Substack page at tokyoconfidential.substack.com for additional photos and videos from today's episode. Part 2 next week will examine the science behind the pleasant departure melodies heard at stations across Japan and their ability to reduce passenger injuries. As always, stay safe, stay curious.